In those days, rather, what Mr. Dado charged for a night to play, you understand? We would consider that we are well paid under the circumstances to know that a set man tell us, well, then, if not playing for nothing less than $18,000. Yes, that. During those days, the most we played for on a Saturday night is £14 or £15. So that's where I'm coming from. But I enjoyed it all. And it's one thing I really say, that what's going on the radio today, some of those people have not a clue. They should select these jockeys from among sound system players. We are in the business, we move in the ghetto, and we know what the people desire, we know what they want. But it's not so, bro. But we can't roll with nobody else that. Well, I also had a dream to see Jamaica as a record industry. And thank God, I can say I see that dream fulfilled. Well, the only thing that I'm against with the industry is that we the artists, we get a raw deal. And this thing has been going on from 1968 until in the present time now. It's only now that a copyright law has been drafted in Jamaica that some changes is on the way. But still, that is going to take a long time still. But as I said, I dreamed of a music industry in Jamaica. So my dream is to see the industry improve, that we the artists can be better compensated for our works. That's it. Because as I told you before, I named about 6 tunes that was released in England, and I haven't got a penny. But yet, the tunes are big sellers, and number one on foreign charts. And here I am. But I love the business, and I will always continue to put my input into the business, because I know it will do better days to come.
Yeah. Well, you have a good new album out right now.
Yes. I'm thankful for that. And that album, well, I'll tell you, that album we started, that album about 1992. But so as to be perfect with it. Because I knew, so did Mr. Dad, knew that when this album is compiled, it wasn't going to miss. You see? Because those are the authentic sounds, and that's the way dancehall was, dancehall music was. You see? What they're really talking about dancehall music now is tribe. In my understanding, I have that as tribe. Because you can't tell me, say, you're going to listen to drum and bass one whole night. Your head must hurt you. And it's not drum and bass is the only instrument. Hands, you see.
Stand by my appearance stage.
Right. Was that one of the farewell shows?
No, that was an Easter Monday morning show in the War Theater.
The
very first show, the very first time he decided us to front the group. The original leader of the group was Junior Brathwaite.
Right.
And he left on there all the Thursday.
Talk about some of them.
Rolling.
Because I think we want to get over much more that it's you really make them, they're your lyrics,
yeah,
all
yeah,
of that,
yeah.
You know? How you made up the lyrics and where you know, what you were inspired by when you when you was the author of them works.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to get over in the film. So first, King Stitt, yeah? Okay, Stitt. So yeah. Perhaps you'd like to tell us a bit about the series of records you made with Clancy Eccles.
Yeah. Well, the series of records I made with Clancy Eccles, starting with Fire Corner. Now, he had a, he made a tune on that rhythm called Should We Go? But he didn't sell that much. And while I was in Watchers, because in those times now, 68, 69, that was a time when the violence took the city by storm, and a time Mr. Dad had to pack up his sound, because we wouldn't play in that type of environment. Well, I was in Ocherios, doing a stint with Jack Rudy, the late Jack Rudy. And he came down by Ocherios. I was playing a dance one night, and he brought the rhythm. And he said he wanted me to do something on it for him. So, all right. He gave me the rhythm and a dub, and I played the rhythm a couple of times. Well, it happened that I wrote out the top part of Fire Corner. No matter what the people say, these songs leads the way. The Art of the Day from your boss, DJ King Stitt. Hot it from the top to the very last drop. That was so far hard. And then now, when we met in Dynamic Studio now, and that started, then in the studio, I'd already been playing Punchline, and that was how Fire Corner was made. Van Cleef now, seeing a series of shows with Lee Van Cleef, like These Are Art, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, and For A Few Dollars More. Then now, Clancy again said he wanted to do a show by the name of Lee Van Cleef, and then now went to the studio, and the Punchline now just set up, this is the Days of Wrath. I am the ugly one. Because in the show, the good, the bad, and the ugly, Van Cleef was the ugly one. Yes, Dad. That was how Van Cleef was made. Herman Shuffle, down by the studio, Dynamic, and they was playing the, redoing over the original Ernie Freeman, Live It Up. And at the time now, he had an engineer by the name of Linford Anderson, called him Handicap, was down there. And the tune was playing, and one of my friends now was in the studio, and he made a big spliff. And I took the spliff from him, and I light it. And I just say, smoking is a habit. Handicap just said, jog it, crab it, and Clancy say, look, we do it now. That is our man, Shuffle Man. Zigaton 2. Again, I was down by Dynamic one day, and Clancy had a session, I was playing the rhythm, and I heard the Zigaton advertisement on the year. And I said, you just are going to do something out of this thing. And we just, look how your son and do. I, Kingston, has got a new discovery for you, the bad man, Zigaton 2. And that was a punchline. And then now, we had Clancy, just do it. Yes, and all their part, work, you sure, and all that. We just had that scene while we played, but we had the punchline. Zigaton 2. So those were really, SRI again, same thing. I had a track by Alf Montemari, Say What You're Saying. And we was down by the studio and said he wanted me to do something, and I just write out the punchline. And I for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I'm the one you've got to salute. That is how my tune really man. So they're mad. King of Kings, well, you ride it on Ruling Nation. And we had the rhythm, the Monty Morris tune. And then now, I had signed back you right now. Say, you say you rule the nation with version, but I'm the King of Kings, I rule kingdom. And that's how that those two was born.
So now, we're talking about the bus time. Thanks very much, sir, Stuart.
This is like Comic Chuki. And I would like to remind you that I have accomplished a lot of firsts in the sound industry. And today, I am proud to know that I was the very first individual who gave Bob Marley that song he required on that Easter Monday morning in the World Theater that brought him a standing ovation. He was nervous. And within the World Theater, it took a specific song, tuning of the amplifier, for him to really deliver without any squeaks or any distortion. Well, I knew the young man. I knew just what I should do to the amplifier. So I had two hands in the ceiling of the World Theater. So I realized after I got the pitch from the on, I put on a little bass on it, that after Bobby's rendition after that morning, some of the artists claim say that I gave him a better tune than them because him come from Studio One. It was true. I can't admit, really, it was really true. And to see the eyes he has reached, it gave me some satisfaction. And to be frank, he never passed me all these years while he was alive. And obviously that car told him with him and still go tap, 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 tap. And when I look, enough respect, enough respect. It's like you remembered that specific one because he took over the group, the Terza from Junior Brathwaite. Junior Brathwaite left for the States and he was given the task to lead the group the Easter Monday morning. With all the nerves there, where I could see it. But today I'm satisfied to see that all these artists that I put my input into, you know, because each artist I was when playing on the set, I was to introduce them to some specific, you know, description that was ear-catching.
How would you do
that? I said, for argument's sake, I say, this is an Alton Ellis with an incomparable musical biscuit. You grab it now like an Alabama rabbit. Shake a leaf, shake like a leaf on the tree, and even jive like 86 on the cherry pie. And I would make music run. And there are a time when I introduce a record this way. The best in songs to be found anywhere around. So don't be in a clown and be no square. Hop and get your share. Another time we introduce a record this way. You live the life you love and love the life you live. Whether you be young or old, you got to let the good time roll. Music run. And all along, I keep injecting these sweet phraseology that really was a hit with my audiences. And it was trained in the minds of the people. But I keep taking away violence from them thoughts.
True.
I can say this too. When sound came on the scene, there was a lot of burglars and shop breakers. But they started to follow the sound. I mean, I never want to make them move around half past 3, 4. Yeah, man, say, hold on, man, I'm taking two more tunes. And, you know, ready? Hold on, man, I'm taking two more tunes. I'm taking two more tunes till daylight.
Not work off.
And these guys know music gets sinking in them bone now. They say, boy, I can't buy that here, so we find something else to do. And that's why today we have so much burglars that just gone by. Well, all in all, we had tried to make Jamaica the place it's supposed to be. But the politicians had different ideas and they invaded the dance hall. And today, what we see, I see as a dance today is not what a dance is supposed to represent. In my book, a dance is a place of mind, take a chance at romance.
True.
That's what I see. But today, when you go look in the dance hall, it looks like it's smuggling. The guys are one side and the girls are the other side. These guys don't know what it is to touch a girl. I could do a dance and I don't touch a girl. This is where I go and come closer when we go dancing. Mm. I don't start anymore, so I want to know what's wrong, but I still know what I don't want to say now. Maybe it's in another forum with hard press, I would say what causing it, but I wouldn't say it now.
But in those days, you used to have a time in the dance when the selector would play just back to back, you know, and if you had to be holding a girl at that time,
yeah.
And if you didn't, that's it.
You have no fun.
No fun.
You see. Because that's what it's all about, you know. Boy meet girl.
Girl meet boy.
But that vibration, that those lyrical contents that really bring up that feelings isn't in the atmosphere.
Anymore.
It's all sort of...
Slackness.
I wouldn't even call it them kind of really. Yeah, well, that's unpleasant sounds.
Unpleasant.
You know, people attacking people. You know, market was there, but it was done in more subtle form. Take Prince Buster and Derek Morgan.
Yeah.
That, you see, they attack. You see, there was, the Rudy tunes. Rudy come from jail. Rudy bam bam. But it was done with a brace. When they put out one Rudy, they put a counteraction to the Rudy.
Yeah.
No, it's a wholesale business. And the music is of this nature. It dictates to people, because music is information and education. You see, what you sow is what you reap. You see, whatever you express in the music is what people is going to take in.
True.
And as King rightfully say, the children of today learn and live what they hear. We tell them about Informer for Dead. They don't really realize the impact. Only when they see their things, know that they want something. Who take my things, sir? Mm-hmm. They don't want to tell you why they want me for dead. You see, they use expressions that are meaningless in the true sense of the word.
True.
And that should not be so, because you are going reaching out to thousands and thousands of people. And what you say today will be held up against you 30 or 40 years from now.
True.
You brought me a record, I played me a record since Evening Warfare, and I did about 20 or 30 years ago. It wasn't even commissioned as a record then. It took me to the studio to sample some rhythm tracks that no DJ wanted us to get at. But when I hear it, I'm well pleased I didn't say anything foul. And you could hear my creative input. One Iran fan Irani warfare. We have a creative input, and that is deep roots. That tongue there, Jaycan. One Iran fan Irani, that's Jaycan. Deep roots. But these DJs don't, this generation has forgotten that. If they pick up that sound, there's so much magic in the music. So much magic in the music. While these subjects that are touching, they wouldn't have to touch it. Jump for Joy, Jan Newman, Panfa, no Ranja, no Yan. That's Jump for Joy. You saw that song beautiful. And there's that song that they could be using to make music much beautiful, much more beautiful than it is today. Well, I'm not complaining still with them, because I have to say to them, it amounts to their educational ability, limits of their education, maybe. But still, music is a source to educate. You see, it's important. And if you choose to be an entertainer, you must try to reach out to the most. Not the least. You see, because I love and dig the most, and then of course some political post, and that was no boast nor toast. It was just the hot most.
Yeah.
You see.
Okay. Yeah.
Solid.
Serious.
Yes. I beg you one favor though. Look up here, sir, for me, and give me an introduction again. DJ style. Said punch.
It is I who create for others to imitate. And what you'll have to appreciate, you'll never earn my duplicate.
Stint.
Me?
Yeah.
The musical spotlight now shines for the first time on the man, Delroy Wilson.
You have any more punchline for me, am I joking?
Love is true, love is pure, love is something the doctors can cure. And if I say I'm wrong, and you say you are right, let's get together, and let's not fight.
Stint. Any more for me?
I'd say like this. Let love fill every heart today. Let love shine bright along the way. Let doubts go, but let love stay. That's all your boss, Jack I. Kingston, has got to say.
Can you get it?
Yeah, hold tight. All right, you have a challenge now. Hold tight.
All right, hold tight now,
my joke. One.
Great Guga Muga will all Ruta. Mommy O and Daddy O, you can tell them the Jacko sent you.
State of answer.
Yeah. All sounds are good in town, but I King Stitt is not around. Run east, west, north, or south, I King Stitt tags the musical knockout.
Well, I've a challenge today, no, I'm joking. We are. We're done?
East, west, north, south. This sounds packs a knockout. The best in sounds all around. So move your feet off the ground.
Oh, the herbsman shuffled and go.
Smoking is a habit. Jagged crabbit. Herbman shuffle.
Wicked. Loveliness. Very nice.
Please.
Gentlemen, thanks very much.
Welcome.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Upset. Just remember, we're going get upset. I've been waiting to hear you say, you love, love, love me, my dear. I've been waiting to hear you say, you be mine all the time. Just remember we're going to a ball. Don't you get
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Relax and feel the cool wind blow. they're sleeping away their time. Look at the sun, how it shines brightly in the sky. All these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it makes your lungs look breathing. Look at the flowers, how it makes your garden look green. Even when you're feeling weary, tired and low, all you got to do is relax and feel the cool wind blow. Even when you're feeling weary, tired and low, all you got to do is relax and feel the cool wind blow. Ooh, yeah. What a beautiful.
Become enchanted by starlight above. a tender loving word from you. And it seems like you've forgotten every joy that we once knew. Please help me understand the way the angels claimed our love affair should end. I'll never fall in love, I'll never fall in love again. I never heard a tender loving word from you. And it seems like you've forgotten every joy that we once knew. Whoa, please help me understand the way the angels claimed our love affair should end. I'll never fall in love, I'll never fall in love again. I'll never fall in love again. It's a love.
Baby has left me and gone away. I hope and pray she'll be back.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thanks for tuning in. May you and your family have a great day and a great week. Jagaid, one love.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a tight show today with two pre-recorded interviews from Arts and Culture and one from the Music Spot. The first interview is with Rami Babawi of Traces, the Canadian artistic display at Dubai Expo 2020. The second interview is with Timothy J. Tim is releasing an album of new music that hits home. The third interview is with Lena Cruz of Morphs. Lena is a choreographer and dancer we would love to get to know. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings weather, and after some music, we'll visit the podcast In the Shower with Taz and Marcus.